Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, it's Mark.
And I'm Charity.
And welcome to the Case Watch Podcast.
Case Watch deals with content meant for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Case
Watch. Confirming the body found in Grand Teton National Park is Gabby Petito, and she was killed.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant Orenthal James Simpson not guilty of the crime of murder.
Late today, Chris Watts was officially charged with the murders of his wife and his two young girls.
Remember these words. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Right off the top here, Charity, I'm going to give a shout out to somebody who I unfortunately don't know their name.
Oh,
but this person is an American living in Kenya.
That's really cool. All the way from Kenya.
They just texted 603-212-4600.
Very important number.
Creep line. Just caught up to episode 62. I'm pleasantly listening and nearly choked on my donut when Mark said the following two words. That is how
I'm scared.
Get me to read your message on the podcast.
This is scary.
Gelatinous.
Yes.
And moist.
And moist. Yeah.
Those are good words.
We've talked about those two words before. Yeah. Yeah. Moist is a little, I don't know. It depends on how it's used, I guess.
You want to see how good this works? I could yell out to Kristen and just have her come here and just say moist and she'll scream at me.
Yeah. I know she will.
She hates that word.
I know she does.
Which means I love that word. She goes on to say, my co-teacher had nearly visceral reactions to the word moist. She's returned to America now, and we are able to freely use it again. thank you for bringing back the good memories.
That's amazing.
I love
it. It's fun when you can disgust people just by one word.
Yes, and then we get to discuss their disgust. It's even better.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, I'll write it down.
Yeah, baby. Actually, we need that button. We're going to need that button in a second.
Oh, boy.
Because I don't know how this came in my news feed, but we're going to actually, this episode's going to be fun in the instance that we're talking about some fun things. We're talking about some very non-fun things as well. So it's fun just because of the fun things. So here's a little case watch. He has a little case watch court that just, it's not really a court case, but it just like showed up on my news feed.
This is great because Case Watch Court is by far probably my favorite segment.
Yes.
But we need the listeners to tell us.
We do.
Stories. We cannot just, I can't come up here and make stories up.
And guys, the pettier the better.
Yes.
Like the whole toilet paper conversation was great. Like the pettier the better. Bring it on. Send them. Text them if you want to text them. You can text them to the phone if you'd rather.
Send a Facebook message.
Yep. So this comes from BuzzFeed, and I kind of want to see if the creeps agree with this.
Oh, boy.
It's 11 of the rudest things you can do in someone else's house. So it's, you know, this is according to etiquette experts.
I almost want to try to guess these.
Do you?
I think I might want to guess a few.
Okay. Go ahead.
Fart.
No, but that it would be a little rude.
I've done that in every house I've ever been in.
The first one is touching and moving things.
Nah, that doesn't bother me.
I've done that to friends of mine that are very particular.
You do that in here every single episode.
I know, because it's fun. The next one is expecting a tour.
I've never expected a tour.
I haven't either, but what if you're going to a house, a housewarming, say someone just bought a house, wouldn't you want a little tour? No. I don't see how that would be rude. I would want someone showing off say someone bought their first home ever. You wouldn't want to show it off?
Nope.
Okay.
I have been subjected to house tours before.
Yes.
And I'll be honest with you, I would rather go watch paint dry.
Yeah. Because you're oh, that's so nice. Oh, yes, look at that duvet cover. Oh.
Because the whole time I'm analyzing your S to mine. And unless, if it's better than mine, now I'm jealous. And if it's not, then I'm like, none of this is good.
Listen, unless there's an entire room of ghostesses, that would be cool.
Yeah, not for me. But
so this one is, it does get me. Overstaying your welcome. Please don't do that, people. That's not good.
Oh, that drives me nuts.
You need to know the social cues of people who, if they're yawning, if they're starting to tidy up, that means you need to beat feet. hiding a mess.
I've done that.
Right? So if you spill something.
Paper towel over it or something.
That's horrible. Snooping. Do not look in people's cabinets. That is so rude. Don't do that, guys. Don't be that person. Oh, bringing an uninvited plus one.
That bothers me.
Yeah, I don't like that either. Especially if it's like a dinner. No.
Snooping does not bother me, though.
You in your medicine cabinet? I don't like that. Some things are personal.
To me, I don't really care. It is what it is.
Mark doesn't mind if you find the big black dildo that's in the...
That would not be where it's been stored, for one. Two, I don't have one.
It wouldn't be in the medicine cabinet. It'd be too big. It'd be too big.
I like how you just assume.
Just that's joking. Great. All right, this one is a big one because I have seen this happen at Thanksgiving get-togethers and stuff like that. Waiting to share dietary restrictions. So this is the person that shows up who's a vegan or a vegetarian or allergic to certain foods. You need to if somebody is preparing a dinner, you need to let them know ahead of time or bring your own food.
I'm going to go ahead and just make a blanket statement. I may ask you how you want your food. If we're having a barbecue and I'm like, how do you want your steak cooked? You're getting it however it comes off the grill.
Mine needs to be medium well if I'm over here for a cookout, just so or it's coming back to you back on the grill.
Everything I cook on the grill comes off black.
Yes. Okay.
So that's where
I can't
good.
Wait till the nice weather.
I actually fired up the grill two nights ago and made steak tips.
Awesome.
Steak tips. I'll tell you what, guys. Those things have went up in the grocery store.
They sure have.
I got 2 pounds of steak tips and it cost me $54. Yep. And I was like, what?
Yep. Feeding the dog. Don't feed the dog, guys.
Don't have a dog.
Mark, have you been guilty of that at someone else's house, though?
Nope.
Okay. All right.
I highly encourage everybody who comes through my doors to give treats to the cat.
Well, that's different. If you're saying to them, go right ahead.
I have to. Did I tell you that I had to move the treats?
Why?
Was it mascara? Been on top of, yes, they've been on top of the microwave since I moved into this house. I flash cut back to a month ago. I'm half asleep in the living room watching TV at 2 in the morning, watching YouTube something. And then I hear crash.
Oh.
And then sounded like marbles going all over the floor.
Oh, no.
So I get up. I look. It's mascara. She's standing on top of the microwave where her treats used to be.
Oh.
And those treats are now all across the entire dining room.
So what'd you do
floor.
With the treats? Did you
now they're on top of the fridge.
Oh, boy.
And I caught her trying to get up there. I was like, you're a bad little girl.
No, she's not bad. She just likes those treats.
And then I give them to her. And she didn't do anything with them. She paws them around the floor.
Sorry, I forgot where I put my drink. I usually have it on this side.
I look up and you're just looking all around. I know.
Sorry.
The office.
It's so clean.
The studio got a makeover.
You guys, you have no. We can do lives now.
Yeah. I had everything stored in here for my other job.
Yep.
And now it's time to start getting that stuff back out onto the road so it could all come out of my office.
It looks great in here. Okay, number 9 is disrespecting shoe rules. So if you are asked to take your shoes off, please take them off.
Yeah, I hate
you
that.
You know, but if a person doesn't care, then, you know. interfering with the setup. So don't move around place settings. Don't touch things. Leave things set. Like if the dinner table is set, leave it the way it is.
What if it's dumb?
I'm just telling you what this says the etiquette is. I didn't say you had to agree with it.
I don't agree with that one.
And here's the last one. And I don't always agree with this.
Oh, boy.
Showing up empty-handed. I think sometimes it's okay to show up empty-handed. I don't think you always need to bring something, especially if it's like a wicked close friend.
You
what?
You've seen the movie We're the Millers, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So Jennifer Aniston's character goes, and you're only giving me $5,000? And then she looks at the other girl, looks at her, is like, $5,000? You're getting $1,000? And then the kid, that Will Poulter guy, looks over and says, you guys are getting paid?
That's awesome.
In my head, I had that play out in my head just a minute ago when you mentioned coming up empty-handed.
Yeah.
Because I was like, wait, people bring stuff to other people's house? I have.
Like if I'm going over to a friend's house, I'll bring like a bottle of wine, you know, because Charity likes her wine. I don't want to drink all someone else's wine. So... I'll bring a bottle of wine, which is the kind of exact wine that I like.
Which, by default, your husband likes because you guys both drink the same stuff. It's funny. But honestly, I don't think I've ever expected anybody to bring something. So I don't ever expect it. I'm a good guy when it comes to that stuff. So if I'm putting on a soiree, I usually just take care of it.
Guys, he used the word soiree.
Soiree. Otherwise, I'll say like, hey, bring some soda, bring some plates, bring some chips.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't care. And if I go anywheres, I'm coming empty-handed unless you ask me to bring something.
Yeah. So, okay. So the moral to Mark's situation would be if somebody wants you to bring something, they need to say, hey, dude. Because actually, you do have a point because what if you bring the exact thing that they already have a ton of?
True.
Right? But if it's like a potluck or you're asked to bring cups or plates, then at least...
I walk into a party where a table full of paper plates. They're like, great, everybody bought paper plates. We're not eating. I look at it this way. We in this country have decided that we don't like to communicate anymore. And we just think everybody knows what to bring.
Right.
I communicate. So when I want something, I just say, I want something.
True.
When Kristen asks me, Mark, what do you want for Christmas? I say nothing. And she'll be like, what do you mean? I don't want anything. Because whatever anybody's going to get me is A, going to be something I don't want, or B, a cheaper version of the product I do want, both of which I don't want.
True.
So I just leave it as don't give me anything. That's it. Give me an experience. If you want to get me something, bring me out somewhere to eat.
True.
I'm just simple.
He's just simple, guys.
On this episode of Inside Mark. This is great.
Inside Mark.
Little update for the fans. Listeners of Case Watch, still on water. That's the sound of my water bottle. Way too many days straight.
No, it's good. I'm very proud of you. So we need to get into talking about some things.
All right. Let's pound it out.
So we need to talk about Hannah Gutierrez.
Yeah, a little upset about that.
Yeah.
I'm most upset about it because me and Charity recorded a day late.
I know.
We got done. I literally spent an hour in here getting the podcast ready to throw up, got it thrown up online, walked out of my living room. Kristen goes, did you see the news? Hannah Gutierrez-Reed was found guilty.
Yep.
And I'm like, we just recorded.
I know. I was bummed out we were talking about that. So I'm going to read this article really quick that might show a little insight from NBC News. Okay. So she was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. Okay. So I'm hoping she doesn't do any time.
I think she will.
You think so? She could face up. It says that she could face up to 18 months in state prison when she is sentenced later, which is sad. And she has to be held until her sentencing. She's only 26 years old. I didn't realize she was that young.
All right, guys. Sorry. I had to cut in here real quick because we had a little time hop here.
We had a time hop, guys.
A little time hop here. We had to pause for a minute. So Kristen is now in studio. So I'm going to say the word that I said at the beginning to see what her response is.
Yes, I can't wait. Say it. Make it gross.
Gelatinous. Moist.
Could they hear that?
Yes, of course they can hear that. I told everybody she was not going to like hearing those two words. She hates that word.
Guys, she is visually upset.
This is what I do.
Everybody does a Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, everybody sends me that meme. And
oh, the moist meme?
The M word.
I have a phrase that makes it worse. I'm not going to say it.
The best part about this.
It's not for on air.
The best part about this is I have her kid trained now, so whatever that word comes up on TV, he stares at her just to wait for the response.
He has known that his whole life, though.
Yeah, but I help him with it. It's even better.
What
now.
Is it about the word?
It's the oi. It's the oi.
Oi. She is now throwing up.
That's awesome. We also have some other visitors in the studio. We'll get to that.
They're bystanders. We're just going to say that.
Bystanders.
Yeah.
Bystanders.
Yeah. They're standing. Oh! Oh my God, mascara just jumped up on me and scared me. What happened?
See what happens? I clean the office and then the damn cat thinks it can just come in here and willy-nilly jump all over
the room as it wants to. That she was doing that. So it just startled me.
I didn't even realize she came in the room. So that's the best part.
Okay, guys. So the nearly 2 week criminal trial. Mark's trying to play footsies with me.
I just crushed her toe.
The nearly two week criminal trial. Centered on the shooting on the Rust film set in 2021 when actor Alec Baldwin held a prop gun that fired a live round of ammunition, killing the film's cinematographer, Helena Hutchins. The bullet also injured director Joel Souza. During the prosecution's closing arguments Wednesday, special prosecutor Carrie T. Morrissey told the jury that Gutierrez Reed was negligent. She was careless. She was thoughtless. Morrissey also said that after the fatal shooting, Gutierrez Reed was more worried about her career and less about the victims. Well, what about stupid Baldwin?
All right, so I want to stop you because I'm going to get back on my high horse because I'm pissed now.
Okay.
So you explained everything that happened in that whole situation, how Alec Baldwin was holding the gun.
Yep.
Alec Baldwin pointed the gun at Helena Hutchins. Alec Baldwin pulled the trigger or didn't pull the trigger, depending on what story or version you maybe want to listen to.
Right.
Where was Hannah Gutierrez Reed in this? She was on lunch, told everybody to touch guns. Confused as to why she's in jail. Alec Baldwin's out still being a douche.
So what I think they concentrated on personally was the live round that was placed in the gun. And she's the only one that could have done that. And I think that's where they got the jurors to be able to agree with that. I don't know. Because the parts that I watched, they were super duper concentrating on that. Like, where did this live round come from? Why, you know, they just kept talking about that over and over. And why didn't
guess
you notice?
Guess that live round. Well, she didn't notice because she was on lunch, told nobody to touch any guns.
Right. So who knows if someone did touch it?
So I would like to think that maybe she would have discovered it.
Yeah.
If proper procedure was followed.
Right.
But yeah, Alec Baldwin's still out. Hanging out, doing whatever he wants.
They needed to have somebody held responsible. They were not going to stop until they found one person. And unfortunately, she's the one person. And I don't think it's right.
And right now, I guarantee she's going to start getting pressured to start talking crap about Alec Baldwin to use against
yes, because
him
he's just coming
in
up.
That case.
They're going after him again.
Yep.
Her attorney, Jason Bowles, said the prosecutors had not proved beyond a reasonable doubt that Gutierrez Reed was responsible for taking live rounds onto the set and alleged that Baldwin was ultimately responsible for Hutchins' death. So they did try to that. The efforts didn't work. The jury, unfortunately, all agreed. And it's sad because she is a young girl. Her career is over. No one's going to hire her now.
Yeah, it's dumb. I would be worried about my career, too, because they knew that they were going to get blamed.
Exactly.
Like 100%.
Exactly.
All right. So explain who's here. So people maybe can figure this out.
Something that's related to me is here.
Something that's related to you is here.
He's just the driver.
He's the driver.
Yes.
I more wanted to know, explain this podcast that I listened to the other day real quick.
Okay.
Or actually, come over here and explain.
Oh, me?
Yes, come right over here. Case Watch Crime Creeps, meet a new friend. I can't remember her name, but she's going to explain who she is. Here you are.
My name is Lexi, and I started a podcast about sharks.
What's it called?
It's called Below the Fin.
It's actually very cute.
It's very cute.
Below the Fin.
She talks about... Oh, so go ahead. Sorry.
I want you guys to go on to whichever podcast provider you hit, type in Below the Fin, give it a shout out. Check it out. Leave
guys,
a 5-star review on their site and say, Case Watch sent me here.
I love that. And I also am going to make various guest appearances on the said show and talk about some sharky things. And I have already looked up, because you know me, certain there's many things out there.
Shark tales.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. There's many things out there.
I can record that and give you guys that for a bucket bar. Oh,
that would be amazing. Of murders that were said to be from sharks that were covered up because they really were actually murdered by people.
Hmm.
Right? It's a whole nother segment to get into here. And it can collide.
Yes. Do me a favor, though. When you go over there and leave a 5-star review, don't use any of our banter. Because I don't want to clog her page up with stuff.
Yeah.
Just say Case Watch sent me here, checking it out.
That would be great, you guys.
I'm going to listen to a new podcast about sharks. I'm going to listen to it when we're driving down the road with Kristen so she can be upset. Because she,
oh no,
she has spent 20 minutes in here trying to explain how I don't hate sharks. I'm just afraid of them. I have an irrational fear. She told me this on our first date. Like, I didn't know. She prepared me for this. She's like, I got to tell you something. You got to sit down and listen. And I was just waiting because you don't know when you first meet somebody what's going to get said. And I remember looking at her. I was like, really? That's it? That's what you wanted to tell me?
Well, she needed you to know.
It would have been funnier if we just found out in real life.
So I have something that was sent. It was actually posted by Ariel.
Yep.
On the Crime Creep page. And it says, hold on 1 second. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
What gives her that 0.5 out of 5 rating in her technical ability.
Why isn't it
ability.
Doing it?
So when people ask and tell me I'm being too rough on charity, this is what gives her 0.5.
He's mean. It says, man fatally shoots stepson in East Greenville, Montgomery County, following heated argument. So East Greenville, PA, this is from CBS, a deadly shooting in a small Montgomery country town has left many neighbors stunned, investigators said. An argument between a man and his stepson escalated Friday morning, leading to shots fired on the 200 block of Jefferson Street in East Greenville. The East Greenville Police Department chief said there is no danger to the community and confirmed this is a domestic-related shooting between a man and his adult stepson. The chief said it was the stepson who was shot and killed. Office of the District Attorney of Montgomery County identified the stepson as 42-year-old. Oh, so this is like a adult.
Wow.
At least 10 evidence markers covered the street and part of the neighborhood was blocked off for hours. Neighbors said they heard arguing inside the home around 8:11 a.m. A man sitting across the street at the time said two people came outside. Things escalated and the neighbor said he saw the stepson get shot on the porch. He collapsed on the sidewalk and was pronounced dead on the scene. Oh, my God. Yikes. CBS Philadelphia is still working to learn what led to the argument, but neighbors said police have been called to the home before. Amanda Gambo, who lives next door, heard several shots. She said, a little after 8 o'clock, I heard a bang pop sound. I thought nothing of it. I mean, because you wouldn't think that it's a gunshot if it's a quiet neighborhood.
Right.
Never heard gunshots before, not really familiar with it. And I heard the glass shattering and a blood-curdling scream. And I went to get my phone and heard another pop bang sound. Woo! Investigators said the shooter was still at the home when police arrived. No one is in custody and no charges have been filed at the time. Huh.
That's odd.
That's weird. It just says the shooting is under investigation.
Maybe he deserved it. Who knows? I kid.
Mark.
I kid.
That's, can you imagine like in your neighborhood? I think about this too, right? You're in a cul-de-sac. It's a quiet neighborhood for the most part. Can you imagine that lovely little house with the farmer's porch across the street? And you're just like outside working on whatever and you hear a gunshot?
Yeah, it's common around here though.
It is?
Yeah, the people shoot out back in that that pit.
Oh, okay, never mind.
All right. So let me run this little scenario by you here real quick.
There's a little gem coming at us?
Yeah, there's a gem. Because Kristen looked at me like I had 19 heads. And I don't understand what I did wrong in this. I'm sitting in my chair.
Oh,
and
here we
go. See a van pull into our driveway yesterday.
Here we go.
And it was a work van, so it looked like a big Sprinter or a big Dodge or something like that. And I don't have any work done on my house recently. Nobody's coming here. And the next thing I know, I hear my outside door open and then somebody walk into my porch.
Oh.
And then I hop up and he's standing in my kitchen. And he's like, Donna?
What?
It's like, no. And that's all he kept saying. And I'm like, what are you doing in my kitchen? And he's like, pipe leak. And I was like, you got the wrong house, dude. And he's like looking at me and I'm just like, what the F? And Kristen's like, he's obviously confused. And I was like, yeah, no S. But he can go be confused out in the driveway. What is he doing being confused in my driveway?
So he walked in the house?
Came up the steps, in through the back door.
In like the porch area. Yeah,
and then into the kitchen. Right into the dining room.
He walked into the
Opened the door up.
So what did he say? Like,
he just said somebody's name.
And then left?
And then kept staring at me. And I looked at him. I'm like, that person's not here. He's like, leak? Pipe leak? I was like, yeah, not here, dude.
Oh, God.
And she's like kind of defending this guy. But we'll go to fights over sharks and the word moist. Like, I don't understand this. But you got some strange dude standing in my kitchen. But that's par for the course. So then I look outside and I'm like, yeah, no, wrong place. And then the lady from across the street starts yelling. And now that van's been over there for 2 days.
Okay. I see.
Don't walk into somebody's house.
Yeah, that's bizarre. That would creep me out. That
goes right back into your little stories, you know, while you're looking at for the big black dildo in the medicine cabinet, you know, don't walk into people's houses.
Yes.
People are
that's
in
etiquette.
The room now wondering what
that's
we're talking
etiquette.
About, but yeah. this is earlier
that's
in the
etiquette, guys. Don't look for any dildos in someone's house and don't walk into someone's house without knocking first.
It's unacceptable. All right, so I just got one hot off the presses right here, just sent to me by Charity Case Watch. I'm going to do
literally
this.
Literally while he was talking on his soapbox again, guys.
I'm going to do this right off the fly.
I do it in a
here's the problem.
Do it in a good news voice. Well,
look at this. This is how much I actually get of actual screen.
I know. I hate that. This all the advertisements and stuff.
Ads on the top, ads on the bottom, ads on the side.
Oh, that could be a good song. You got ads on the top, ads on the bottom.
Two women accused of driving dead man to bank to withdraw money. Two women in Northeast Ohio are accused of driving the body of an 80-year-old man to the bank to withdraw money from his account before dropping the dead man off at the hospital.
It's like Weekend at Bernie's. So wait, did they know he was dead before?
You sent this to me, so
I didn't read it.
I know?
I didn't read it. I didn't read it. I only read the top hat, and I'm like, this is for Mark, not me.
Guys, we will discuss this.
Okay, keep reading. Length. Keep reading.
Karen Kassebaum, 63, and Lorena Bay Ferralo, 55, both of Ashtabula. Are you really trying to mess with me with all these weird names here?
I didn't read it. Good. You have to read the hard words.
We're charged with gross abuse of a corpse and theft from a person in a protected class, according to a news release from the Ashtabula Police Department.
The what?
Ashtabula.
What is it?
Ashtabula. I don't know. This is very unusual, Ashtabula County prosecuting attorney Cecil Cooper said. Ashtabula Police Chief Robert Stell, that's the first name I can pronounce, Robert Stell.
I know, there's a lot of hard words in there.
Told WOIO-TV that the two women lived with Douglas Lehman of Ashtabula and found him dead on March 4th. With the help of a third person who has not been yet identified, the woman placed Lehman in a vehicle. The Star Beacon newspaper of Akron reported. Cooper said the two women allegedly propped Lyman's body up in the front seat of the vehicle and drove him to the bank drive-thru to withdraw approximately $900.
Guys, Weekend at Bernie's.
100%.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. All right. I'm keep reading. How did they get him to do that? Like, he was dead.
I'm going
to
go on record right here, just so this is in a legal place. This is kind of like a will. I've got 50,000 people listening.
No, it is.
So this is my last will and testament. If I die, Kristen can take my debit card and go clean out my bank account.
Oh, good.
Because we have separate bank accounts.
Oh, good. It's on air. So
it's on air and all these people as my witness. When I die, I will allow her to go take, I mean, it's like pitcher's gamut. There could be $50 in there or there could be $5,000. Like the money moves around a lot.
Fingers crossed.
It better be a good day. Because otherwise she can be like, I got 87 cents in bubble gum. This sucks.
Hold on. I have so many questions.
Okay.
Okay, so they used. I
will
don't
get
understand.
Right into this.
Oh,
I will get into this right
okay,
now.
Okay, I'm excited.
It's furtherly alleged that Mr. Lehman was placed in the vehicle in such a manner that he would be visible to the bank staff in order to make
God.
The withdrawal. Somebody probably got their head up behind you, like
Weekend at Bernie's. Put sunglasses on him. Put sunglasses on. This is horrible.
According to police, the two women who were not related to Lehman were allowed to withdraw money as long as the man was in the vehicle. After withdrawing, I can't.
Oh,
this is great.
My God.
All right, gotta compose myself.
Yeah, get yourself together,
like,
will
Tom
you?
Tom Brokaw. People are like, who's Tom Brokaw?
I know.
I forget that people this generation, they're like, Dan Rather? I'd rather not.
They have no idea who he is.
You know who Dan Rather is? Tom, you must know Tom Brokaw.
Nope, they don't. Nope.
Wow.
Yeah.
We've jumped the shark.
Which one had the weird swirly hair?
Oh, that would be
glued. Like it looked glued, like almost like he had like swirled it around.
That's not Tom Brokaw.
No, I know, but which one? Who was that?
That's another one.
It was like
the
80s. Lego hair. Like it looked like it snapped. Ooh, sorry guys, I hit the microphone again. It looked like it snapped on his head. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I think it's Dan Rather.
Oh, I think you're right.
No, I actually don't. We'll look it up after. I know.
All right,
you guys,
if you know, let us know.
There's somebody right now screaming at it like, "It's this guy." I know. That. When I listen to a podcast, yeah. And you literally think the hosts are the dumbest two people in the world.
Because I mean, that's it's a like, possibility.
It's red. It's 100. Why are you so stupid? What is going on here? And I've done that before. And there's somebody really sitting there like, it's Tom Brokaw. Mark's a dumbass. What's going on?
I'm still remembering last week's episode.
Oh, boy.
When you told the people to close their eyes while they were driving.
I did see a bunch of car accidents happen.
Oh, my God. That's
Thursday,
horrible.
So
stop it. Okay. I need to hear more. Continue on,
okay.
Please.
After withdrawing said cash, the woman allegedly drove Lehman's body to the Ashtabula County Medical Center and dropped him off without providing any information about the man or themselves.
So hold on.
Yes.
This is horrible. They literally took advantage of a dead body.
I mean, yeah.
But guys, Mark doesn't have a problem with this.
No, I do. I just think it's odd. Like, this is a weird news story. But a few hours later, one of the females contacted the hospital to provide information about Lehman. Officers responded to Lehman's residence and spoke with Kashtaboom and Ferralo. Kashtaboom appeared in court and arraigned for the hearing on March 5th, and a $5,000 bond was set. Well, if she just took a dead guy to the bank to take out $900,
oh,
I'm going to say she doesn't have $5,000.
Nope.
And Ferralo is expected to have an arraignment hearing on March 14th. Officials said more charges could be pending. No S. Really? More charges? I think there's a lot more charges here.
I like that one of them had a conscience after the fact and was like, you know, I should probably at least let the hospital know who this dude is.
Right?
Yeah.
I like that latest trending news. Airbnb bans indoor security cameras. I'm like, huh, I never realized they were any. I walk around my Airbnbs naked.
Oh,
somebody out there has got
this is some
no
more
fun.
TMI, guys. TMI. Oh, know what else?
The sad part is I usually go to Airbnbs with other people. They don't really like that.
They don't enjoy that, really? They don't like you walking around in the nude.
I just booked two Airbnbs and because we got like 19 people heading up to New York and Vermont border for a race show in like a couple weeks. So I booked two huge Airbnbs and some people are Sally's. Let me just go ahead and say that. Like you're trying to explain to people you're rumming with this person and that. I had these two, one's got five rooms, one's got four rooms that are next door to each other. I was like, Mark did good.
That is good.
Nonstop complaining.
About
100%.
What?
100%. I don't want to be it. I can't sleep in the same house as this person. It's like, really?
That's
sleep
weird.
In your car. I don't really care.
Know what the elephant in the room that you and I, and along with most of the creeps or all of the creeps, are
thanks,
irate
I thought
about?
I was losing weight, but go ahead.
What?
You said the elephant in the room. I was like, great. I thought
Mark,
I was losing weight.
No, we're talking about Miss Kayla Montgomery.
Yeah.
You know what is such bull ass to me is when she was on the stand, her lawyer was like, Where are you right now? And she's like, I'm in jail. So everyone talks about this deal, right? Well, you're still doing time. You're still in jail. That's not really much of a deal, is it? And she's like, no. And as soon as the trial's over, she's released.
Yeah.
That's bull crap. And I'm going to tell you right now, that had to have been part of the deal. Well, why would she do it? She was standing by him till the very end.
Until she got something that benefited her. All right, so now's the time we should probably do the, hold on, ready?
Meow.
These are our views. These are not truth. They are not
that's
whatever.
True.
These are the views of Mark and Charity.
Yes.
Not the views of anybody who listens.
Nope.
Not our podcast. Not the sponsors.
Nope.
None of that stuff. This is just us.
Yes.
Did you see this week that Harmony's mom is in front of the judge trying to get Harmony as to be quote unquote. Here's the thing that. All right. Let's back this truck up here and unpack
beep,
a couple things.
Beep. Beep.
So Adam Montgomery was found guilty of murder of Harmony Montgomery.
Yep.
Her mom is in court now trying to get her officially declared deceased. Because she's still not officially declared deceased, but yet somebody has been convicted of her murder.
Yeah. That is so stupid.
So now, and this douchebag is in court saying, I am the beacon of her life. And I'm like, you were so unfit as a mom that they gave it to the meth head dad.
I know.
Like, let's connect something. You want a payday because at the end of it, she says, it's my life duty to make as many people pay for this now as possible.
And won't she get the death? Isn't there a death? Don't they get money when you lose somebody in that way, when someone's murdered in your family?
I'm not quite sure how that works. I know the federal government used to give you $255 when you died.
Oh, I don't know then.
Congratulations.
I don't know.
Thanks for paying $10 billion in taxes. Here's $255 for your family.
I personally think instead of doing that, she should be an advocate for her daughter and screaming as loud as everyone will hear to find out where the heck she is.
I think she should never be allowed to speak her daughter's name again because she was an unfit piece of crap and lost custody of her from the get-go. And none of this would have happened if she would have stepped up and done the right thing forever.
This poor little girl had no chance.
Everybody, every adult in this situation is a loser.
Yeah.
They're all douchebags. All of them deserve to be in jail. And honestly, I hope whatever happens in jail happens to all three of them.
And do you think that Kayla knows what he did? She carried that dead little girl around in a bag.
You
can't tell me
she
doesn't know where he put her.
She knows everything. She knows where she was. She's known what happened to him. Just so everybody knows, my neighbor is driving around his scooter.
Guys, he's so cute.
And I don't mean scooter like I'm really cool.
No, it's like
driving
a wheel.
A scooter.
It's like a, what is it? Not like it's like a half wheelchair, half.
Yeah, it's like a lark. It's one of those
so
things you drive
cute.
Around the park.
He had his little leggy up on the thing.
He got it out yesterday.
His little white hair.
So he got it out yesterday, and I haven't seen him for like
3 months.
You
should see if you could get
he
go
came
race
zooming
him.
Around, and he pulls up in the driveway. He was like, what's going on, Mark? I was like, not much, Don. How are you? He's
aww.
Like, I'm mobile again. It's great.
Oh, that's so cute.
I was like, sweet.
You should go put your inline skates on, your rollerblades, and go
cannot.
Up and go out
or not
and rollerblade circles around him so that you could be out there with him.
So I can be in one of those chairs next week?
You're the one,
do you remember
listen,
what happened when I bought
listen,
my skates?
You're the one who bought them.
I will get to them. Eventually.
Mark did one of those things where he's like, I want to start exercising. So he jumps past all the hoops and goes to something that he's like, I'll just slice these skates on and just go out and do pirouettes instead of maybe I'll just walk a little bit.
Hey.
You tried. You got an A for effort.
I got an A for effort.
And
for
I'm glad you didn't
shopping.
Yes, and I'm glad you didn't hurt yourself because that could have been really bad.
Here's where I get a B, an A, B, and a C. Because usually I just buy said thing and then don't do anything with it.
Right.
This I bought.
Yep.
I opened.
Yep.
I used. I threw it in the corner of the room and said, those will never get used again. And then I moved on. Like, I got the full round effect out of that whole thing. Like, I feel great.
You did. You did.
I should pop those things up on sale. So I actually, like I said, I cleaned my office and I discovered that I have a, sitting right next to your kid's foot is a, remote control car
ooh.
That apparently I bought within the last 2 years that I completely forgot about. And then I looked up online. It's actually rather expensive. So I should either use it or sell it. So I got one of these, what is it? A Traxxas? I got a Traxxas like big truck here somewhere. If somebody wants one, let me know if you're in the area.
Oh,
this is a swap and shop here.
I have one more horrible story.
Oh,
I mean, I have more than that, but I mean, I don't know how much more
story.
I need to share. But this is in Sri. Am I saying that right? S-R-I?
Sure.
Lankin family dead in Canada, mass killing. So this was published on March 7th, 2024 from the BBC News. Can I do a little side note?
Sure.
My
every
child.
Time, every time. Is he like me and every time someone says BBC that your mind instantly goes into.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Can I just say something? He is your husband's kid.
I know.
Like, this is 100% your husband.
I know.
I've actually heard him giggle at stuff like that.
Yeah.
In front of me.
Yeah. So, he was on Lexi's podcast, and he was doing some research. And he's like, I can't say where this is from. And I go, why? He goes, it says the BBC.
Yeah.
I go, yeah, the BBC. And he's like, the BBC. And I'm like, oh my God.
He's like, yeah, Mom.
My Lord.
He goes, yeah, Mom, it's right before BBW, which I also checked out.
Okay, all right, okay, okay. Nope, we're not talking about that. Canadian police are describing the deaths of members of the Sri Lankan family, including four young children in Ottawa, as a mass killing. Police say the six victims were newcomers to Canada, and the youngest was less than 3 months old. Oh, geez. A 19-year-old student from Sri Lanka who lived with the family has been charged in the killings. Oh, my. A 19-year-old.
They're from Sri Lanka?
Sri Lanka. Yeah, am I saying that right? Excuse me? You know what? I don't even know why I get offended when you make fun of me, because it happens every
episode. At
first,
she's like, absolutely. And she's like, oh, Mark's picking on me.
Yeah, I need to stand by it. I think he's just trying to get me going. I don't know. Anyways, this was a senseless act of violence perpetrated on purely innocent people, said Ottawa's police chief on Thursday. Officers responded to emergency calls placed at approximately 22:52 local time on Wednesday from the Ottawa suburb of Barrhaven.
What time is that?
3:52.
Think again.
It says it right there.
You said 22:52.
Yeah, it says 3:52 GMT. What does GMT mean?
That would be General Mountain Time, I believe.
I don't know what that means.
So that's military time, so that's 10:22.
Whatever, Mark.
So when you get to noon, which is 12.
A nooner.
Yep. When you get to the nooner, you keep counting 13, 14, 15, 16. The best way to do it is take whatever number minus 12. So 22 minus 12, 10. It's 10:22.
52.
10:52.
Anyways.
I was.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate that.
I was in the fire service for a long time. Everything was military.
Thank you. I appreciate that. When they arrived, Police Chief Eric Stubbs said officers quickly identified the suspects. Isn't that awesome?
Oh.
I am Officer Stubbs and I am here to protect and serve. The 19-year-old was arrested without incident. Officers then entered the home and discovered the victims, which included a mother, her four children, and an acquaintance who was living with the family. The victims were identified as 35-year-old Darshani Banbarinayake Gama. No, this can't. Walwa. I can't read the whole name, guys. I'm sorry. This is. Oh my God. And her four children.
Hold it to
just
me.
Read
I want
to
try to say it.
Try to say it.
All right. Oh, this text is really small. Let's see here.
The victims.
Oh.
Right? Say
oh,
it. Say
we can't mess this up because these are the victims.
No. Well, no. This is the one victim. Those are all her names.
Were identified as 35-year-old Darshani Banbakawuki.
Oh, that was good.
Gama Walwi.
That was good, too.
Darshani Dikatha.
Good job.
Akaki Laki and her four children, 7-year-old. I'm going to just say her four children, and this is very unfortunate. Along with that name, this is very unfortunate, and this is super, super sad.
Super
nice phone
sad.
Case. It's kind of like cool in the hands.
Oh, thanks. I'm wondering.
I like that.
Chief Stubbs said the family's father suffered injuries and was can you imagine being the only one alive?
Nope.
It was taken to the hospital in serious condition. The
Take
suspect was identified
point.
By police as 19-year-old Febrio de Zoisa. He has been charged with 6 counts of first-degree murder and 1 count of attempted murder. Chief Stubbs said the victims were killed and injured using an edged weapon. The police investigation is ongoing. He said the incident is the biggest murder case in Ottawa's recent history, calling it a real tragedy that would continue to have a significant impact on the nation's capital city. I'm sure the impact on the community is great, he added, while emphasizing that residents and community members should continue to stay away from the area. In a separate interview with CBC News earlier on Thursday, he mistakenly referred to the incident as a mass shooting, which was later corrected. That's good, because you don't want to cause mass mayhem. In Toronto on Thursday, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau expressed shock and horror at the incident, which he called a terrible violence. Ottawa's mayor called the multiple homicide event one of the most shocking incidents of violence in our city's history. We are proud to live in a safe community, but this news is distressing to all Ottawa residents. Mark Sutcliffe wrote in a post on X, previously known as Twitter. Thank you to our emergency responders who are investigating and supporting those who are affected by this terrible event, he added. That is horrible. You wiped out a whole family.
That's unbelievable. Somebody like that doesn't even deserve to be named.
There has to be mental health involved. There has to be. There's got to be more to it. Why would you just up and kill a whole family that you were staying with?
This is where I don't know the situation, but in my eyes, if I was the dad and this was because of some sort of mental illness or something like that, it's still not going to affect me being pissed off at this guy.
I totally agree. I know.
It's that double-edged sword here where you have to skirt mental health and also, like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you have mental health issues, but I also used to have a family you killed.
It's like we just had a recent episode in Canada with the bus incident, the decapitation.
Yeah,
and
that
he got
was
out.
Crazy.
He got released. He's out living his life. I mean, he was crazy, but they put him on meds and regulated him. But if you were the family member, who's to say that he won't come off those meds again? I don't know what to do about it. It's like mental health. We have to get an episode out about that. The creeps have been really wanting that because
100%.
There's so much to unpack with mental health situations.
Here's the problem, and this is going to piss people off or whatever. I don't really care. There's a ton of Law & Order episodes, and Law & Order pretty much skirts real life incidents that's happened over
the years.
Yeah,
because they take from the real...
Ripped from the headlines.
I know. I love when they say that.
They don't say that as much anymore.
I know.
But at the end of the day, there's been a bunch of cases on there where this person is now being medically treated and they're great, but then they go off this and then they do it again.
Yeah. I don't know how we stop that. We have to have better things enforced, I guess, and better monitoring maybe. I don't know. But you're right.
But how? If they're a free citizen now.
That's right.
They've been treated.
And
how?
And to your point, if that was my family member, if that was my family, like say I was the mother of that family and everybody died and I was the only one, I would be, first of all, I don't know if I'd be able to go on living, to be honest with you.
Oh, if that happened to me, that guy would make it to court.
Yeah.
I don't really care.
Yeah.
I really don't care what happens to me at that point because everyone I loved and cared about is now gone.
What we might talk about going crazy, right? That would trigger a definite,
it'd be a mental break in my history.
Absolutely.
That's for sure.
I totally agree with that. Who knows what you'd be capable when something like that happens. But you're right. I wouldn't be I don't think I'd be forgiving. I'd like to say I could be, but I really don't think I would be able to. That's just too sad. Your whole family. Oh my God. That was a really sad one, guys.
And I do feel bad because those names were really hard that we can't actually get that out.
And we hope that, yeah, exactly. You guys can absolutely find that article and read up on it as well. And I'm probably going to try to keep on a lot of these that we share. Whenever we do episodes like this where we take from what's going on right now, I try to keep updated as we move along. Like, I want to know a little more about this 19-year-old boy who did this. Or man, I should say.
Yep.
And I do want to know more about the father and stepson, too. Like, why did that take place? Curiosity.
Curiosity killed the cat, that's
for
sure.
Oh, Sophie. Don't say that.
Yeah, Sophie's been a pain in my butt.
No,
right
she's
now,
not. She's cute.
I love her to death. But we had a dog over here for a week
watching. Frank. Frank the Tank.
Frankie's great, except Sophie. It actually brought Sophie and Mascara closer together because they were kind of like, who brought the dude?
They bonded. They bonded over their hatred for dogs.
They were sitting both together on the cat tree, and they're both staring at the dog. And like, I was like, "Kristen, look." She's like, "I see."
They don't dare to say
anything because they're not attacking.
They were plotting something, though. You can best know that.
All right, guys. End of the show. 603-212-4600. Case Watch Crime Creep Line. Give us a shout on there. We'll play on the air. Also, do me a solid. Go check out Below the Fin. Episode 1 is out right now. Bohemian Nightmare. It actually looks like a fun little show, guys. Go check it out. Because when we're not here, you can listen to that.
And I'll let you guys know when I'm going to be appearing on it. If you want to hear my voice.
Everybody loves to hear.
If you want to hear my messing up words and the such, tune in on that publication as well.
It is right now. I guarantee Chris right now is downloading it. Michael Wilson's downloading it.
Oh, I bet.
They are going to follow. You don't know what I just got you signed
you may
up
not
into.
You may not be happy. No, we love them. They're the best.
I just unleashed the best of the best creeps onto you. Hopefully Gilbert goes over. That'd be great.
Oh, Gilbert. Yes. Awesome. That would be awesome. He can call in.
He'd be like, I'm telling you, this is the best podcast ever.
No, he needs to call in soon. We haven't heard from him in a while, and he needs to call in soon with the actual Gilbert voice because his Gilbert is on point.
Do you ever wonder, because we have a very rabid set of fans that love us.
I know.
When you don't hear from one for a while, like, I start to wonder.
I check in on them sometimes. You don't?
See, in Charity's eyes, she's like, they're probably died. And in my head, I'm like, they probably gave up on this.
No, I don't think they died. If it's one that's a really, really avid listener who's been with us from the beginning and they go a little quiet for a while, I usually check in. I try to check in anyways. So.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
No, he doesn't, guys.
We love you guys. See you next week.
Bye, guys.